92 Moose, Central Maine's number one hit music station. Matt and Lizzie, finally Friday.
Good morning.
It is 6:07. Rain has tapered off. We are continuing to follow the developments with Hurricane Helene.
Yeah.
Down off the Big Bend in Florida. It's been downgraded to a tropical storm, but now millions without power in the South. Millions. So we'll continue to follow along with that. And of course, we've got details on that storm
just
at the Naughty Timos app.
You know, it just makes me think of that Grinch storm that we had last season. That was absolutely crazy, wasn't it?
That windstorm.
How many of us were truly without power. So I really feel for those. I've never been through that since Ice Storm of 98. But now that I have, like, in my own home as an adult, man, that sucks. So,
and like a 20-foot storm surge in Florida, there were many people who chose not to follow the mandatory evacuations. So unfortunately, I do believe there will be some sort of a death toll from this storm. So hopefully it's not huge. But from some of the news I was watching last night, looks like it's going to be.
Well, there's probably been so many times where there has been warnings, especially off the coast or if you live in coastal places. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, you're like, okay, I'm not going to leave. We never leave. And like, you're okay. Then that one time you don't leave, or, you know, that one of the many times you don't leave because you're used to it.
It's been over 100 years since a Cat 4 of this magnitude has struck the Big Bend in Florida. That's the Gulf Coast of Florida. And
that is,
you know,
crazy.
It's pretty sparsely populated in that area. It's like where the Everglades and stuff are. But we'll see. We'll see what happens.
So
Naughty 2 Moose app for all the details there. 30 grand in your hand does return today at 8 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, we want some advice. Well, not necessarily us. We just want to use our platform to share your advice.
Okay.
What would you tell a new parent to do before the baby comes? You can comment at the Facebook page, leave us a voicemail at the app, or of course, you can call us on the phonograph, 626-9200, 10 past 6, Matt and Lizzie. And we're pleased to be joined this morning by Steve Hughes and Adam Hatch, talking about a big event coming up at the Sea Dog in Bangor on October 18th. It's going to be a really great time with this comedy show. But before we get into the comedy aspect, I want to go to Steve on this to talk about what the show's about and who it's all to benefit.
All right, so this is a great idea that I had. Of course, I have many great ideas. My wife doesn't always agree that they're great ideas, but I think they're great ideas. And I've been raising money for the Wounded Airmen and Guardian program for the last 3 years. I've raised a little over $15,000 on my own for them, mostly doing bike rides, and a golf tournament. Thought we'd do a comedy show. So the show is going to benefit on 18 October from 6:30 to 9 at the Sea Dog in Bangor, as you said. Is going to benefit the Wounded Airmen and Guardian program. And those are airmen who have been wounded or injured in wars or on active duty or in the Air Force, as well as those members of the Space Force also who have been wounded. And it helps their families as well. So I think it's being an Air Force veteran, Air Force retiree, I think it's a great charity for me to focus on.
And, of course, you and your wife, Deborah, both retirees from the U.S. Air Force. And you can learn more, too. If people are listening and they're interested in learning more about this program, there's a ton of information at AFA.org. And you can navigate around there and learn a lot more about the Wounded Airmen and Guardians program. And, again, this is at the Sea Dog in Bangor, which is an excellent venue. And it's a big venue. Now, do people need to purchase tickets in advance? Do they get them at the door? How does that work, Steve?
Yeah, so we want them to purchase in advance. I've got a 100-ticket limit on the show, available on Eventbrite. If you just search WAGP charity comedy show, it comes right up. I think they can go by the date as well. Also, I guess that's the best way, is just go to Eventbrite and search on that. I would say you can scan my QR code that I'm holding up right now, but that doesn't work very well on the radio, does it?
And we're going to put an article together for our website. We'll include that QR code as well as a link to the Eventbrite page where you can purchase your tickets. And you've got less than a month to do that. And with that 100-ticket limit, you're going to want to get your tickets soon so you're not caught with a sold-out event and not being able to attend. And we've got Adam Hatch on the line with us this morning as well. And Adam, you'll be performing along with Johnny Ader at this event. And we're really looking forward to a night of comedy. This should be really good.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Looking forward to being there and being part of this great charity event and fundraiser. And bringing my buddy Johnny up from, he's from the Portland area. And if you have not seen him, he is fantastic. He just recorded a live album a couple months ago that I worked with him on. And I'll be on the show as well. And we actually, Steve Hughes is going to be doing some time as well, which I cannot wait for.
Oh, this is going to be very exciting. I'm excited because I'm going to be at this event as well. And I'm very excited for that. That may be the pinnacle of the evening.
Exactly. If you don't want to see me or Johnny, you can come and watch Steve. Just either, he's either going to kill it or he's going to die a slow death.
Yeah.
It'll be equally as entertaining.
Again, this is such a great event to be part of. Dinner, drinks, a comedy show. It's all October 18th happening at the Sea Dog in Bangor. You can go to 92moose.fm or our app for that QR code and the link to Eventbrite. And we cannot wait for a packed house and raising money for Wounded Airmen and Guardians program. Again, you can learn more about that at afa.org. Adam, Steve, thank you so much for taking time to join us this morning.
Yeah,
my pleasure.
You.
My pleasure.
92 Moose.
Guess what, me?
92.
And they can't relate. A lot of them don't have kids, maybe. They can't relate, or you're just busy. And
people get offended that you don't have time for them anymore.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Who's
that's
this?
It. Christina.
Christina, thank you so much for the call this morning. What say you? 626-9200.